Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbilly. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, putrid, maybe, today?
Playoffs.
Playoffs. Clearly college. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball, with it being the winter meetings this week.
I know.
And the queen of improv, Miss Allie Mack. And Dylan is, I really don't know where Dylan is.
I think I know where he is, but I'm not going to say.
But
oh, you can't do that.
We have G-Money, Garrett Chapman in the house, filling in on the ones and twos. And like I said, to combine, we are the Morning Shift, the greatest sports talk radio show from 6 to 9 a.m.
In the city. G-Money headed to the Pop-Tart Bowl. You know what I mean, getting that Pop-Tart in there, that ought to be a good one.
do they give out Pop-Tarts when you walk in?
Surely.
The gate?
I mean, like that's the most well advertised, marketed bowl game there is.
Hope so, they're blueberry surely. Ones. And if you don't know, Georgia Tech accepted a bid to the Pop-Tart
Correct.
Bowl, and
Correct.
They have their friends at Notre Dame to thank for that.
Do they?
Yeah, because when Notre Dame turned down a bowl game,
domino effect.
Yeah, they were the next man up.
They took their ball and went home.
Did you see how many teams they went through to get to App State for the Birmingham Bowl?
Well, they asked a few 5-7 teams, and I will say this: when the Notre Dame, we're going to get to all this, but the Notre Dame thing is one thing. All right, that scenario is different than why teams like Florida State turned down bowl bids at 5-7, and a lot of that is because of, you know. Guys are gone. I mean, essentially, the college football and a lot of players in college football, especially a team like Florida State who builds through the portal, guys cleaned out their locker and they're either in the portal, they're graduated. You know, it's not the same as it used to be.
Yeah, and there were some teams that turned it down as well because of coaches moving on. So, like you said, we'll kind of get to that. I think it was 13 teams that they went through to get to App State to be in the Birmingham Bowl. That's what I heard. That's crazy.
And then we got a rematch of Southern and App State.
Yeah.
Which, in one of the group chats I'm in with my golf group chat, those teams play each other during the regular season, and there was a bet.
It was a month ago.
Yeah, and now there's like, they're like up in the ante on the bet, and I'm like, you guys, like,
let's go.
Like, what are you doing? Like,
I mean, love it.
Especially the losing
Double
team.
Double down, baby. Put them all in.
Well, we've got a lot to cover today. I feel like this weekend was more dramatic than any of my Real Housewives shows because I was happy, I was sad, I was confused, I was mad. I mean, every single moment was just wavering back and forth like a roller coaster. But here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. Georgia beat Alabama 28-7 in the SEC championship. Indiana beat Ohio State 13-10 in the Big Ten championship. Now, we were just talking about it, but the college football playoff rankings are set. Alabama remained at 9, Georgia at 3. Indiana in first place, pushing Ohio State to second. Miami made it at 10. Notre Dame was left out. The Hawks split back-to-back games, lost to the Nuggets 134-133, beat the Wizards 131-116. Yes, like we were just talking about, Georgia Tech will be going to the Pop-Tarts Bowl against BYU. They are taking Notre Dame's place after they said thanks, but no thanks, and opted out. And the Falcons-Seahawks game, we got to talk about it. We got to get into it. They lost 37-9. They have been eliminated from the playoffs. Special teams struggled again with a field goal blocked in the first half and allowing a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown on the opening play of the second half. Game was tied at half. It was 6-6, and then it just went south.
Yeah, you had played very, very well on defense in that first half. That was as good of a defensive effort in the first half of that game as maybe you've seen all year. And the second half was the complete opposite. Probably, to me, the worst defensive effort I've seen all year from this team in the second half. And it was aided by the kickoff return, Mike, which is when, I think I said to you earlier, every week it feels like it's gotten a little bit worse and a little bit worse on the kickoff returns, and the dam is just leaking and leaking. And that hole in the dam that just got bigger and bigger just completely busted, and now it just boom. And
there was
I don't know if he was touched.
No. There was, let's see, how many segments do we do in the pregame show? There was at least 4 segments where we talked about special teams during the pregame show.
I asked the guest.
Yes.
That we had the Dave Wyman, who does he's the analyst for he's the Dave Archer, their radio network. And I was like, this is probably a weird question you don't get a lot, but yeah. How good are your special teams?
We did Sunday selections, and I said, "Hey, who are we more worried about—the coverage team or the return team?" Like
right.
You knew it was coming. We all knew it was coming. You knew it was coming that there would be some kind of massive play on special teams. Turns out there were 2, and not only did you have the return, but after the first field goal, I texted Bo, and I said, "It is a miracle that first field goal was not just blocked."
Yeah.
That guy was within a fingernail of blocking that field goal. And sure.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Second one, or third one, I guess, maybe. Can't remember which one it was.
No, it was the second one.
Second one.
So much to the point, so much to Mike's point is that, like, so when he texted me that, I was like, all right, so they go to kick the second field goal. And you guys know I part of my duties in the booth is spotting for Wes along with producing that broadcast. And I just literally looked at, because I knew which side it was coming off of. I knew that it was would be the left side of the Falcons line. And so I just put, boom. The binoculars right on that, and I saw Imanawori get it. And it was like the easy, because a lot of times, Allie, when there's a block, it comes from the middle of the line or somewhere in the interior. And so it's harder to recognize, even with binoculars, who actually got the mitt on it or the paw or the hand or whatever you want to call it. But this one was pretty simple.
Cut and dry. I immediately texted Drew Butler. Resident special teamer, and I was like, I need to know what the operation as far as like snap to kick, snap to hold to kick, what we're talking about here. And he goes, 1.3 seconds is a good time. And I was like, I don't have my stopwatch, Drew, but that looked like it was probably a little bit long. And he was like, that was definitely a very, very long operation. It looked like the kicker, Zane Gonzalez, was waiting on the holder to actually put it down before he started his steps. And it was, I mean, it was lengthy. Now, the blocking on the left side was not good. There's no doubt. Both of the edge players from the field goal unit, because I've played all those spots, they were kind of condensed, made the edge really, really short. But the operation, if you get the snap, hold, and kick to happen in a right, you know, in the right time, shouldn't even matter. And you didn't get either one of those things.
Well, and I was taking the temperature on Twitter to see how everyone was feeling. And it said, fill in the blank, you know, how is today's game making you feel? Well, and you know, I expected a lot of like anger, but it's a lot more just like, it's very solemn. It's just like disappointed, apathetic, same old, same old. Like just very not as angry, like this is stupid, da 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 da. It's just more so emotionless. Just like
indifferent.
Indifferent.
There was a lot of indifference yesterday, which is, I don't blame anybody. I was indifferent doing the postgame show with Grant yesterday and getting on there, and I kept looking at Grant going, I don't know what to say anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, we've kind of diagnosed, we've been really close in games against good teams, but we've lost some bad games, and we're getting on here, and it just fell apart yesterday in the second half. There's no other way to put it. Everything that you thought you were kind of building on fell apart. And, you know, nobody needs to know how the sausage is made, but I spend the first half of the game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium watching it, and then I leave at the two-minute warning, and I come back. And watching the game at Mercedes-Benz, it felt like I was watching two different football games.
Yeah.
Watching the first half at Mercedes-Benz, you're like, oh, yeah, defense, interceptions, this. And then I get back here, and I'm watching the second half, and the opening kick, you're like, dear God, what just happened? Oh, my God. This is not good.
And give the offense it's just a pinch of credit, because they're going down the field. They got a good drive going. I mean, everything seems to be working. A big play to Pitts. I think it was on that drive. You had Bijan running the football well. Algier mixed in, and then your best player fumbles. And look, it was a great punch out by
Jaron Reed.
Yeah, it was Jaron Reed.
He had the tennis ball hand.
And he boom knocks it out, and that's it. Ball game, because they went right down the field, and there was a couple of attempted tackles that the effort looked less than stellar on the defensive side. I'm leaving it there.
Yeah, there's a couple corners, let's just say. I don't know that I want to leave it there or not, because it was bad. A lot of shoulder throwing on plays that you're not going to be able to shoulder throw on.
And that's what bothers. That's when my eyebrows start to get raised a little bit. Like, what are we doing? How invested are we? And I was even asked a question, where's the locker room at right now? And I said, man, hard for me to say that that the locker room's not invested when you play a first half against a team like that the way you did. But I don't know what the hell the second half was. And it, you know, yesterday was a perfect example of not playing complimentary football. You know, because in the first half, your defense played lights out. And your special teams was, eh. They weren't terrible.
Yeah.
They weren't great either. They weren't good. They were eh. I would say slightly below average because you had a block kick, right? Because I thought the kick coverage early was good, in the first half. But you can't have a kick blocked. You cannot have a field goal blocked in a game where points are at a premium. It's just unacceptable. But then on offense, you did move the ball. The play at the end of the first half, I read the pool report. I read one of my followers and listeners on Twitter went and looked at the rule and tweeted to me, and I heard what Mike Pereira said. You can't tell me that he wasn't shoved out of bounds. He was pushed out of bounds. If any contact was made with Darnell Mooney, it should have at the very least been deemed illegal contact.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one. You know, I just said people don't need to know how the sausage is made, but I left at the 2-minute warning and I'm walking out of the building and I hear the train horn go off.
Yeah.
And I hear the crowd roar and I'm like, oh, wow. They just scored.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting almost to my car and I hear the train horn go off again. And I'm like, did we just. And I look down, of course, and I'm pulling up the Odyssey app to be able to listen to it. It's like, oh, we kicked the field. I had to settle for a field goal. I'm like, what was the first train horn? What was that? I had to get back here and actually watch it back during halftime of like, okay, what just happened with Darnell Mooney? Man, it's just unfortunate. And Grant did a good job yesterday in the postgame of saying, hey, what was the difference between the defense in the first half and the defense in the second half? You know, how did these – and I just genuinely said the offense was the difference because I think that people kind of lose the sight, and I try to hammer this home all the time. These are personalities. These are actual people. This is not fantasy football. If you're the defense and you've been playing your heart out, and you get turnovers and keep getting plus field territory for your offense and setting them up at the 40-yard line or the 25-yard line on an interception, and they can't even move the football. And then you open the second half and you watch your special teams unit get one run back into the house. Eventually, as a defense, you're going to be like, what are we doing here? You know, like, what are we doing? I can't continue to throw my body around and play downhill and hit people in the chin and do all these things. If it's just going to continue to flail and it doesn't feel like we have any chance of coming back once you get down by one score or multiple scores, and that's where they found themselves very early in the second half. And there you saw what the product was kind of moving away from that.
I have to know, because I saw you tweet a couple weeks ago, Mike, when you were sitting – I forget which game it was. But you said when you were sitting down to do the post-game show with Grant, it was the meme of the woman in Happy Gilmore that's like, get me out of here! What were you thinking yesterday when you sat down to come in here?
I was genuinely thinking, and as Grant and I, we have a very short time between the end of the game and the post game.
Right.
I mean, it is 5 minutes. It's a couple commercials, and it's Wes kind of signing off. I just looked at Grant and I said, I don't know what to say. I don't, you know, so many times is there like these plays to diagnose, and there's this, you know, oh, this one messed up, or hey, really a bad day for special teams, or Tyrod Taylor, you know, last week kind of breaking a tane and getting a field goal range, and that final drive. I don't know. Like when so many different things go wrong, it's hard to sit here on the post game. You kind of have to, and I do on the post game. What I do is I set my iPad up and I watch the game back during the post game because I'm kind of remembering the moments from the first half. I didn't know what to say. There's nothing to be said, and I think you put it perfectly. The sentiment from the fan base is just one of solemn indifference. Yeah. It's just like, dude, we're just at a bad place. There's no two ways about it.
Well, and someone that had a really difficult job yesterday was Dave Archer doing these post game interviews with Raheem. And we're going to play some of that audio for you next. We're also going to take your calls on this Falcons game, dig into what went wrong, 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.